KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky, 60 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for cloudy skies today with occasional scattered showers or thunderstorms and a high around 69. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In the news, the Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA, board agreed on Friday to award Google nearly $20 million in tax incentives for the technology giant's expansion of a data center in Council Bluffs. The IEDA's Paul Stickrud outlined the proposal at the board's meeting in Des Moines.
They're proposing to invest an additional $1 billion at that location, and requesting benefits correspond with that new investment.
The Google project was initially approved in 2012, and the IEDA board at that time awarded the company with nearly $17 million in tax incentives. Stuckrod said that when phase two of the project is complete, Google will have invested about $2.5 billion in the Council Bluffs facility, making it the largest economic development project in the state.
They're also pledging to create an additional 35 qualified jobs for a total of 70.
In addition to the Google project, IEDA board awarded $360,000 in tax credits to Curly's Foods in Sioux City. Officials of the food processor are planning a $9 million expansion that will create 30 jobs. Chris Myers with the Sioux City Economic Development doesn't believe that Curly's will have any problem finding the needed workers.
The John Morrell plant closed about 5 years ago, and we have good reason to believe there's a lot of those people still in Sioux City that are either underemployed or still looking for employment. And we think there's a lot of people with the aptitude to get in there and help out Curly's.
The John Morrell plant had nearly 1,500 workers. Curly's Foods currently has a workforce of 650. The expansion by Curly's will benefit several other companies and producers around Sioux City, according to Myers.
We're geared up with all of the trucking companies and construction firms and everything from pallet makers to box makers and everything in between. They buy their meat from other local processors. So there's a lot of local firms that will see benefit out of this project.
Curly's Foods is a subsidiary of Virginia-based Smithfield Foods. Overall, action taken by the Iowa Economic Development Authority Board on Friday is expected to help with the creation of 150 jobs and result in almost $16 million in new capital investment for the state. The board awarded direct financial assistance to software developer FunnelWise in West Des Moines and to heavy road equipment maker Weiler Incorporated in Knoxville. The FunnelWise expansion is expected to create 14 jobs, while Weiler officials say their $6.6 million project will create 106 new jobs. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, firefighters in Harlan responded to the scene of a structure fire late Thursday night. The blaze at 1622 Willow Street was reported shortly after 11 p.m. Occupants of the house said that a woman was laying on the couch when she saw an orange glow in the vicinity of the kitchen. When she got up to investigate, she saw that the glow was coming from the garage area and opened the door. The flames then erupted into the rest of the home. The couple and their baby escaped the home, with only the female suffering some minor injuries due to touching a hot door. The Harlan Fire Department was on scene for about 2.5 hours. The cause of the fire was under investigation. The occupants of the home mentioned that they did not have smoke detectors in the residence, and Harlan Fire Chief Roger Beeson reminds anyone that does not have a smoke detector in their community to call the Harlan Fire Department. The department has detectors available free of charge to residents of the community. Police in Glenwood report the arrest on Wednesday of a local man on drug charges. 52-year-old John Frazenet of Glenwood was arrested for possession of methamphetamine and possession of marijuana. His bond was set at $2,000. Authorities in Union County reported yesterday the arrest Thursday evening of a Lorimore man. 52-year-old Clayton Allison was taken into custody just before 8 p.m. at the Lorimore City Park on a Union County warrant for violation of a no-contact or protective order. Allison was being held without bond in the Union County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. A 911 dispatcher with Pottawatomie County Communications received a life-saving award Thursday for her role in saving the life of a man suffering from cardiac issues. Operator Elizabeth Cleveland answered a 911 line during the early morning hours of October 16th when a frantic female caller said her dad was having trouble breathing. While rescue was being dispatched, Cleveland spent some 9 minutes on the phone trying to keep the woman calm and giving her instructions for CPR until help could arrive. Cleveland also repeated instructions when the caller's mother took over compressions, giving positive reinforcement and counting with her. She remained on the line giving instructions until she could hear a deputy on the scene. using an automated external defibrillator, or AED. Lewis Township Rescue transported the patient to Jenny Edmondson Hospital at around 12:30 that morning. A diagnosis revealed the patient had suffered from a neurological event, which led to cardiopulmonary arrest. The man was discharged from the hospital a few days later. The award to Cleveland was presented in conjunction with National Telecommunications Week. Weather experts say Nebraska and Iowa experienced a near-record dry March this year. The Omaha World-Herald reports regional and national climatologists and meteorologists announced their findings on Thursday. They said Nebraska had its second driest March on record, while Iowa had its third driest March, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. Central Nebraska experienced its driest March in 121 years of record-keeping. Weather experts say the dry conditions have contributed to a brisk fire season, a slow start to tornado season, and lower headwaters for the Platte and Missouri rivers. However, National Weather Service expects the two states to get rain this month. The National Drought Mitigation Center, housed at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, reports that nearly 38% of the continental United States is in a drought. Five of six cities have appealed orders from the Iowa Department of Transportation to remove traffic cameras that the DOT says don't meet their guidelines. DOT Director of Traffic and Safety Steve Gent said Friday was the deadline for appealing the camera situation.
The Iowa DOT has received appeals from Muscatine, Cedar Rapids, Sioux City, Des Moines, and Council Bluffs. And then Davenport, they've chosen not to appeal the automated traffic enforcement camera ruling.
The DOT asked that 10 of the 34 cameras across the state be removed after creating rules in February of 2014 that required the cities to show the use of the cameras improves safety on the state roadways where they are installed. Gant says it will take another month to answer the appeals from the five cities who want to keep the cameras.
The Iowa DOT will evaluate the appeals. We'll take a look at them, do any analysis that needs to be done, and then make a decision on whether or not to approve the appeals. That will all be done in the next 30 days.
Motorists should note that the cities can still operate the cameras until the outcome of the appeal is decided.
During this appeal process, the DOT won't take any action to try and turn the cameras off.
If the DOT rules against the cities, Gant says they still have another step to try and keep the cameras.
The city, of course, can take it to district court and then on through the court system as anybody has those kinds of opportunities with their government.
The cameras bring in millions of dollars in revenue to the cities and have been controversial since they began operating. A Sioux City teenager died and three others were hospitalized after police say they became ill while smoking a synthetic drug. Officer Jeremy McClure of the Sioux City Police Department said emergency responders were initially called late Thursday night to War Eagle Park to check on a person who was sick.
Four subjects were transported to local hospitals for treatment after ingesting smokable synthetic drugs. One of those subjects, 18-year-old Austin McLeod of Sioux City, died while being treated.
McLeod and the three other victims between the ages of 16 and 18 were found together in a car shortly after 11 p.m.
Not knowing what the cause of his death is at this time or what the circumstances were that contributed to that for sure. An autopsy has been scheduled to determine some of that. The other three parties were being treated at local hospitals. One has since been released. The other two still remain at the hospital being treated.
The names of the other three victims are not being released, but McClure said they're all students at Sioux City West High School, and it remains unclear exactly what substances were being used by those teens.
We're not exactly sure what synthetic drug they're using at this time. The substances that we found at the scene are being sent to the Iowa State Criminal Lab to be tested and determine what's exactly in those substances.
And for now, no charges have been filed in the case. Our news was brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.